After the Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage, longtime advocates are celebrating a long-sought victory. But now some are waking up to the realization that they may need to find a new job. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
They have grown from a ragtag group with a radical idea into a massive multi-million dollar industry of slick and sophisticated sellers of a dream.
By opening our hearts, love one.
Today, their very success has made their old jobs obsolete.
We could not be happier than to be able to say this campaign is done and the right thing to do is to shut it down.
Evan Wolfson of Freedom to Marry says closing shop has been tentatively planned for months, but it's still a big adjustment for staff who've made same-sex marriage the cause of their life and thought it would take a lifetime to achieve, like Cameron Toll.
Just kind of blows your mind. I mean, when you're in a face-to-face with that moment that we've talked about for so long, it is hard to wrap your mind around.
But Toll is not headed for unemployment. He's one of many already effectively redeployed to a new group called Freedom for All Americans, a kind of reincarnation of Freedom to Marry.
This is now the official new stage of what's next.
Matt McTighe is heading up the new campaign that will use the same strategic playbook and a lot of the same players to try to win federal and state LGBT non-discrimination laws.
We have this great army of really experienced, trained people who know the messaging, who understand the tactics that got us to where we got to on marriage, and now hopefully can deploy them to this next fight.
The energy and the appetite for further gains within the LGBT community couldn't be higher.
Jason Rollin from the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest LGBT advocacy group, says HRC will not be downsizing, just pivoting to other issues like non-discrimination laws and electing more LGBT-friendly candidates. Jansen Wu from GLAAD in Massachusetts, where same-sex marriage was won more than a decade ago, says the victory frees up resources for a broader agenda.
That should be the bare minimum. Now, what if we were to set our sights on LGBT-inclusive curriculum? What if we ensured that every student learned about the LGBT movement and learned about the heroes of our movement in their history classes?
Advocates concede it may be more challenging to rally public support and dollars for causes that may be less obvious or visceral than same-sex marriage.
The risk is that the resources will decline if we're not creative.
But Mark Solomon from Freedom to Marry says advocates will find ways to make a compelling case.
Look, when I first got involved in the marriage fights, you know, we were out selling pieces of wedding cake at pride parades for $5 a pop, and this sounds very businessy, but it's about, you know, creating a real demand for what you're doing, and that means being persuasive to donors to demonstrate that the cause is important.
Meantime, LGBT advocates will also still spend some of their time on marriage, be they changing hearts and minds that remain out of sync with what is now law, or vigilantly fighting against backlash.
What's clear is that our work is far from over.
Chad Griffin of the Human Rights Campaign flew this week to Texas, where some clerks have refused to grant marriage licenses on religious grounds, forcing same-sex couples to try another clerk.
Public servants, including clerks, should serve the entire public. It's that simple.
Another group, Lambda Legal, this week launched a new website tracking potential trouble spots. Those who've been fighting for the right to marry say they'll still keep busy trying to enforce it. Tovia Smith, NPR News.